Can you tell me your name, please?
Alan Dick.
Alan, what are your feelings about raising dogs?
Well, it's a lot of work and takes a lot of your time, and especially when you're working 5 days a week and you only have the evenings and when it's most of the daylight you can during the winter to drive and train your dogs. Or you, some people use for wood. Most of the dogs down here are just basically used for sports, like Winter Carnival, Fairbanks, North American, and the preliminary races, 6 miles, women's 10 mile, men's 10 mile, up to 12, 16. And this year we're going up to 16. We're going to use 2 16s in April. And besides that, you got to watch your breeding dogs. You can't cross two the same from the same litter. I don't know what it does. I haven't been in dog business that long. They don't seem to have enough stamina in them. I got these dogs from my uncle. I have 9 pups, and I got 2 left, and I'm raising 6 out of one, and 2 out of another one. I got 6 dogs from my uncle, but they didn't turn out too good. Well, mostly in the summer, feed them fish and all whatnot to get.
How long have you had the dogs that you have right now?
I had them, let's see, 8 years, about 8 years. I got one 8 years now. It's 8 years old, 2 of them. The rest are a year and a half to, there's 2 that's 2 years old. Winter time we use what we get, in the summer we use dry fish or split fish, and we go mix that with Purina. That seems to work pretty good.
Do you cook up the fish and then mix the Purina with that mixture?
Yeah, we cook about a bucket of fish and then about a quarter bucket of Purina, mix up almost half and half.
Do you change the feed in the summertime, and is it different in the wintertime?
Yeah, you don't give them as much in the summertime because it's so hot. You know, they don't take much. They don't do nothing. It's lay around all summer. In the wintertime, in the cold months, you give them more. And if you're really driving dogs, you watch what you feed them and make sure they get their shots, distemper and rabies shots. That's about all. I never got into giving dogs. I mean, we're really racing, like in North American. We do worm our dogs once in a while, every fall and during the winter.
How far you take your dogs out when you're running them, just every day?
Oh, it just depends on what's your next race. Like, you have 10 miles, you take maybe 10 miles, 12 miles, get them tougher. So you last the past 10 miles.
Are you planning on entering the 2 16 mile ones during Winter Carnival?
Yeah. I'll see how they work out on the first one. I'll use 10 or 11. I got 12 out here now, but I'm just working on the last 2. Bring them up to 14, 15 miles. Back through the woods. Then. I don't know how long that trail is. We've never measured that trail out. Pretty close in there. A lot of up and downs.
Where is the trail that will be used for the Spring Carnival?
I go down the river from Canada, down the Yukon there, then down to Old Mission. That's about 8 miles down. Then makes a cut across the river, then come up on the other side and hit the 10 mile turnaround on the incoming trail.
Are there many dog teams in Tanana that are competing in the races nowadays?
Yeah, in the women's race, there's 11, and sometimes there's 9. In the men's race, there's 9 or 10. There's quite a few teams, but some of them don't get in. Not all of them. There's a lot of dogs here, though.
How many dogs do you like to run when you're in a race?
Well, it depends on how many dogs you got and how many good ones you got. How many dogs, running dogs you got, you pick out the best one. You may use from 14 to 12, 8, down there, depends on how far you have to go. Just one day, 6 good dogs to make it, or 8. Just pick out your best dogs, that'll keep up. Leave the slow ones home and then work with the slow ones.
How do you work on a slow dog to get him to be a little faster than he is at the moment?
Well, I'm just working on that myself, just trying to figure out how to make him go faster too. But I use, well, my wife goes with me when I drive dogs. I use for weight. I use some other things, rods and ends, put in a sled, just get about 60 pounds in there or so. Just keep him, try to make him gallop at that, and just off and on. Get a fast pace, and keep it there.
What? How long have you had the leaders that you have right now?
The one I got, the oldest one I got, there's 8 years old, and he's been leader ever since. And so just last year, I just been training this other one. He's not too good, but he goes and takes the dogs out of him. The old one is getting too slow now. I just couldn't take him. I couldn't stay up for him. Good for a short race, 10-mile race.
Did you train this leader, the 8-year-old leader, yourself?
Yeah. When I first got them, they were pups, so 3-4 months old. And I started working with a snowball. I had 9 pups, so they were about 3 or 4 months old. Take all 9 of them out behind the snowball and let them follow me, and I just pick out the leaders that run ahead all the time. So I got this one. Well, before I had 2 leaders, but they died. That's why I pick out my leaders, just running with the snowball. See how many can stay ahead and see which one that's far behind. And once they stay ahead all the time, I take them out at 6 miles, run. Then I let them get ahead and just, they all stay ahead of the snowball. The ones that pick out their leader, they're quite a ways ahead of the rest of the bunch. If you make a good leader, if you work with them.
What about your equipment? Do you make your own harnesses and tow lines?
Yeah, we make our own. I make my own, but some of the boys here buy their own from one of these outfits, and I forget where that is. But I make my own harness. I just copy one pattern. It depends on the size of the dog I have. Try to make it to his fit him. The tow line I use 1/4 inch or 3/8. Nylon.
What about your sleds? How long are your sleds, and do you make them yourself?
Yeah, we make them out of birch, and that's just what you use, birch and rawhide, rawhide you use twine, 12-ounce twine, or whatever thickness is.
How long do you make the runners on your sleds when you're going to have it for a racing sled?
Oh, about 7 feet. About 7 feet is good runners. Any longer than that, it was too hard to steer. You get it just right. You ease your handling. One thing I found out making sled I got, and the one I bought out here was too light, and every time I tried to push on it, I slip sideways or it goes out from under me. Hard time standing on it. Well, some people like limber sleds and some people like stiff sleds. That's just how they drive dogs. Everybody drives dogs different, train dogs different. Well, I try to run the dogs before a race. Yeah, come up 16 or next 16. I'm working on 2 days already now, about 15 miles. Tomorrow I'll take them out for another 15 miles or so, and I let them rest for a couple of days. About a couple of days before the race. I'm just trying that, but last couple of weeks I've been letting them rest 1 day, and 2 days last race I let them rest 2 days before the 10 mile. And they seem to do all right. Before that I let them rest 1 day. They were a little slow, but they were picking up a little bit. try to pick out some dogs that'll pass good and some that'll hang back and leave farther back. I got all mostly wheel dogs, about four wheel dogs. that won't work out too good.
Have you been entering the races in Tannerall this year?
Yeah, I've been into 10 mile, two tens. Two tens, but I didn't do too good in them. Eight, nine, and 10 dogs. Oh, just one 10 mile, that's right. Yeah, the 16 coming up. I'm getting in there. You see how the dogs run for 16 miles.
How did you first get into dogs? Did your uncle have dogs that you wanted to start mushing with, or was it just something you picked up yourself?
Well, just something I picked up myself, and I got it from him. I just got interested in dogs and started fooling around with them, taking them out in the snow. And I decided I wanted to drive, so I kept them. Kept them raising. Just nine pups. Ended up with eight for a while, and I got some more pups. A couple more. Pick out the good ones, and I got rid of the Romans that didn't turn out too good. Other than that, it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work, too.
And you were saying you work at the same time as you keep your dogs. Do you find it difficult sometimes to keep up your training schedule with the dogs and feeding them and all?
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on the weather, too. You get cold weather, you don't drive dogs in cold weather. You're in the winter, like I said, it's short hours after 5 o'clock or 4:30. You only get half hour daylight, so you got to take them out. Either during lunchtime, miss your lunch break, and take them out for a 12-mile run or so. That's what I've been doing all winter. Take them out 10 miles, 8 miles. Every day, just about 4 days. Longest I ran them was 5 days, I think, 5 days straight. And it was about 12 miles a day, I guess, 10 miles, somewhere around there. They get stronger if you run them longer. I'm still learning myself, too. It really takes a long time.
How did you learn how to make sleds?
I followed the other sleds around here. The old people make sleds, and I decided to try one myself. I made the red one out there. I had that last year, but I've been using it mostly on the snow goes on long trips and hauling meat with it and caribou. And that sort of wrecked it, so I got another one. But I got a racing sled that I got from Roger Raitano. Oh, he got that. See, Paul Beard got it from Roger Raitano, and I bought it from Paul Beard, a regular racing sled with the P-Tex runners. The runners is too thin, though. It's too narrow. It's only 2 inches wide with Teflon runners, they call it. I like to get one that's about 2.5 inches. Stays on top, wet and soft, no easier.
Can you tell me your name, please?
Mary Moses.
How many dogs do you have, Mary?
16 right now.
Where do these 16 dogs come from?
Well, a variety of places. Some of them belong to us, and some of them belong to the Summers. And the ones that belong to us came from Tanana and Nenana and Minto and Fairbanks. And the ones that belong to the Summers, I'm not sure where all of them came from.
Do you want to mention any names about people in Minto and Nenana and other places that gave you dogs?
Well, the Riley family in Minto, and I don't know who gave us the one. Who gave us Nenana? Edmund Lord, I think, one of them. And I really am not sure just who all they came from.
What do you feed your dogs?
We like to feed them fish. But if we don't get enough fish, well, then we have to go to mostly Purina. And we do put tallow in with it. And, of course, if we can get anything good like caribou guts or moose guts or anything, well, then we can feed them that. But the preferred feed is a mixture of fish and Purina. And that usually runs out sometime in the middle of the winter, about now. we run out of fish.
Now it's February. Do you get to fish yourself in the summertime?
Well, yes, we do. Some people buy fish, but it's of course preferable to buy to get your own fish because that's cheaper.
Do you have a fish wheel in the river then?
We use the net.
And what kind of fish do you like to catch? The silver salmon?
Well, almost any kind of fish is good for dog feed. If you can go seining in the fall and get white fish, you can fish for silvers. And most of the king salmon you eat, so not too much dog feed from that, but mostly silver salmon and white fish.
How did you first get into dog mushing yourself?
I married Milton Moses. I was interested in it as a child, but I only had one or two dogs at a time and never ran them. But I was interested to the extent that I would go to the dog races. I worked on a newspaper, so I sometimes got asked to be an official or a timer. And in fact, I met Milton at a Nenana dog race where he was one of the mushers and I was one of the race officials. And after a couple of years, we got married, and of course, then I had a dog team. And the first thing he did after we got married was to try to teach me to drive dogs. And that took a long time. He's still trying.
How many dogs do you like to work with?
Myself?
Yes.
I have run 10 dogs. I like to run about 5 or 6.
And how long do you like to run dogs? A long distance or a short distance?
Well, the farther you go, the more fun it is.
Have you taken any long trips with dogs?
Well, Milton and I together have. I've never gone alone for a long trip. We've gone about 35 or 40 miles together with dogs.
Can you tell me about that trip?
Well, the first time we did that, we went from Nenana to Old Minto. And it was spring, and the trail was soft, and we had a little tiny sled and 17 dogs and 2 of us, and we fell down every 500 feet. Very miserable trip. And then coming back, we took less dogs, and we went in the middle of the night, so the trail was harder. It was a good trip. This Christmas, we went over to Fish Creek, and we ran some trap lines, total of about 30 miles at one run. And it was a very nice trip. The only part of the trip that was at all bad was when he was checking traps and I was trying to hold the dog team.
Does your husband trap right now?
Yes. He's over there right now, as a matter of fact, about 20 miles from here.
Is he able to handle a team alone?
Oh yes, he does quite well alone.
Has he trained the dogs to stand while he's checking his traps?
Well, they're supposed to. There is a what we call a snow hook that hooks on to you can put it in the snow and it will hold the dogs. You put it in and you kind of stomp on it and it will hold the dogs if they don't get too ambitious. And if he wants to take quite a while and spend some time checking traps, well, then he ties the team to a tree. If he's just going to be off a few minutes, he can get them to stand with no problem except just a command.
Tell me about some of the races that you've been in this year in Tanana. Were you in the short races, the preliminary races here?
So far this year they've had 2 women's races, 2 10 miles. I ran both of them. They were both on the river. Then they had 1 passenger race back in the woods, but the trail was so rough that they didn't let the women drive. They just made us ride.
Do you like the races on the river with the hard ice?
Well, it's a lot easier than running back in the woods where it's maybe a little mushy and tippy, and well, the trail's a lot nicer on the river.
How many dogs were you running during those 10-mile races?
I ran 8 on one race and 10 on the next.
Do you have any problems with 10 dogs?
Yes. I am not as fast on my feet as my husband is, and so when I have trouble or get tangled up, I have a lot of trouble untangling. So if I drive a long string of dogs, I have to really watch what they're doing so they don't tangle up.
Have you had problems break? Can you break up a dog fight of three or four dogs yourself?
Well, I've never had the problem since, well, it's been about 6 years since I had a problem like that. 6 years ago, I couldn't. I don't know if I can now or not.
It's never happened since 6 years ago?
No. I try to avoid it.
Do you take the dogs out before a race to get them used to your voice and your commands?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Is there any special kinds of commands you use when you're racing that indicate to the dogs you're coming into the finish line and you want them to start speeding up?
Well, they can pretty well tell. There are some things we say to them anytime we want them to speed up, and they know that if I get off the sled and start pushing that I want them to hurry up. And our particular dogs like to go home. They're kind of slow starters, but they really like it once they go home. So if they can see the town there, they really run fast.
Are there any problems with the dogs being used as trapping and then for racing at the same time?
Well, we plan it so that they're able to get a day or two of rest after every trapping trip before they race. Probably the only problem is that they're used to going a long distance, so when we get into a short race, they don't warm up right away. They're not fast starters. They think they're going to go a long way, so they start slow and kind of build into it. This is good in a long race, but in a short race, we just get started and the race is over.
Are you going to be entering the 16 or the women's race during the spring carnival?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Will you have any special training before that race?
Oh, probably just about what I've been doing all winter myself. I'll drive what poor little scrap dogs my husband isn't training, and he'll train the good team, and the day of the race he'll say, I know you can do it, and I'll charge up there and try.
Have you won any races since you've been in Tanana with dogs?
I have never won a race. I've come as close as fourth place, and I've come as far away as last place. My husband does he usually runs fourth, fifth, or sixth this year. That's about where our dog should run.
Do you enjoy dog racing even though you're not placing in the money all the time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't go out there with the idea I'm going to win. I go out there with the idea I'm going to get those dogs to run.
Can you tell me your name?
Yeah, Lester Earhart.
Lester, when did you first get into dog mushing?
Ever since I was a kid, I guess.
Did you start here in Tanana?
Yeah, I'd say. We lived out in the camp when I was a kid growing up, and that's where I first learned dogs, you know. That's all they did was haul wood with dogs and trap with dogs and everything. And that was just the way of life. You know? So that's where I first got to know dogs, I guess, ever since I was
small. Do you remember your first team when you first got dogs together?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, but they weren't very much, really. I mean, I just drove them for about maybe a mile or half a mile, and that was a big deal for them.
When was it that you got really serious about dogs and started having a lot of dogs of your own?
Oh, gee, probably. I would say about 15 years ago, I guess. I happened to, one of my friends gave me a female dog, and another friend gave me a male dog. And boy, I got some real good dogs out of there. I had about seven. Man, they were real fast. And so right then I got interested in it. And then I loaned some of them to my friend, and he went to Fairbanks with them, and he came into money with them. And then I got really interested in it then after that. Oh, hi. Oh, honey. That's...
So you really started with just a male and a female dog and built your team up from that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who'd you get the dogs from in the first place?
Oh, kid, Peter Joseph was, he had a brother, Stanley, and he gave me the female. And the male, I don't know, it, I think it came from John Greenway, I'm pretty sure. But that's where I got my start there. And then I went all over, got dogs from here and there.
When did you first start racing?
Oh, let's see. Oh, ever since, once I remember getting in a race when I was a kid. Didn't do very good, but, you know, it was just a ride.
How many dogs do you have today?
19.
Have you bred all these dogs yourself?
No. Oh, some of my friends. Bill Taylor gave me some, and I give him some, and I get them from all over.
How many dogs do you run in your team nowadays when you race?
Well, I've been trying to put a team together, about 12 of them, but I don't know. It goes down more than it goes, builds up, you know.
Do you think 12 is a good number of dogs for a team?
I'd like to have about 14, really. And I have about 18 racing dogs. That way you have a pretty good chance all the time. But it's pretty hard to do and have a family too, you know. They're pretty expensive. But I do a lot of my own fishing, and this way I can afford them. Buy commercial dog food for them, and vitamins, and all kinds of stuff to keep them going. But it's more of a hobby, like, I guess you'd call it that way.
How much time do you have to run your dogs and to train them?
Well, being a working man, I don't have too much time with them, really. Not as much as I'd like. I have to work for 5 days a week to do for a wean here. Then I have to run them after work or before work or take an hour off from work to do it, you know. So I don't really have a lot of time.
Have you entered the Tenenbaum races this year?
Yeah, oh yeah. Every year I've been in there. Constant competition, they call me.
Have you been placing in the money this year?
Yeah, I won one. I came in third on one. Yeah, that was the two we had.
How do you train your dogs before a race? How do you get them ready so that they can run the race?
Well, you gotta condition them and work them, train them, you know, to race. And first, you have to condition them real hard. In the summertime, I use a pickup to run them. I drive them ahead of the pickup, or when they're pups, I let them run behind. I always fool around with them anyway.
During the wintertime, how far do you run the dogs before a race, when you're training them for a race?
Oh, it all depends on what kind of race you're going to enter. We've been having short races here, so I've been driving mine short distance all the time.
Are you going to start building up the dogs for longer races when they have the spring carnival here?
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I hope they can hold up to it, too. Because I'm always kind of experimenting with something all the time.
What are some of your experiments right now with the dogs?
Well, I I gotta try them out first before I know if they're good or bad.
I've also heard that you raise dogs for sale too. What kind of dogs do you raise, and how do you get them ready for people who would like to buy them?
Oh, you raise huskies. You know, a lot of people like huskies, but I raise I don't know, it's some kind of mixture hound. What I use to race with. But I don't know. I think I'll go back to the husky. They're more easier to sell. And you get them good looking with sharp ears and masked face. They go pretty good. But I do sell a lot of dogs every year. I raise about 20 to 25 pups a year, maybe. And I usually get rid of over half of them, selling them.
Do you often loan your dogs out, the ones that you've trained and gotten ready for racing?
Oh, I used to, but not lately. I haven't. I don't think I got that good at dogs, really.
Do you have any advice to give young dog mushers that would like to start practicing and training with dogs? Advice that you've learned with your experience?
No, really. It's just a lot of work. I mean, but if you're interested in it, you just have to take it the way it comes. You have to, most of all, is your feed and stuff. And if you could gather your fish in the summertime and have everything prepared, it's easier on you during the winter. But if they're really enthused about it, it's a lot of work too.
You said you catch your own fish. Do you have a fish camp on the Yukon River?
No, I got a fish camp right here in front of my house, and I run a fish wheel, about a mile above town here. And that's where I have a lot of fish, and then I, you know, cut a lot of fish for my dogs. And
what kind of fish do you like to feed the dogs? Is it the silvers or the kings?
Well, I like mostly the silvers that you cut and dry, you know. But the whitefish is a real good dog feed for them. They seem to have a lot of oil and stuff in them. But they're real good to feed them.
Would you tell me your name, please?
Gladys Earhart.
Gladys, could you describe some of the races you've been in Tannenaw this year?
I was in two 10 miles. The first time it was drifted, and this time it was real hard, and I used 8 dogs both times. And both times I passed a team, but I didn't. The first race I came in second. In the last one I came in fifth. I had trouble. My dogs laid down on me when I caught up to a loose team they had right alongside the road. They were holding it for the driver. And then start barking. My dogs thought it was the end of the race, so they just laid there. I stayed there probably 2 or 3 minutes before I could get them started again. Finally got them started. Once I got them, drug a past. It was a real good hard trail. Because I never trained the dogs. He does. My husband does. I just get behind the sled when race time.
Well, tell me more about this. Tell me about the course. Is it on the Yukon River?
Mm-hmm. It's a real hard, fast trail now. And there's some real tricky turns there. Because I almost tipped over 3 times, but I managed to hang on. But it's a little bumpy, you know, from snow goes, I think. But it's a good course. Fast, if you could hang on to your sled and don't have any trouble.
Do you do a lot of pumping or kicking with your feet?
No, I never do.
So you just mainly keep on it and steer the sled by standing on it?
Mm-hmm. I just stand. Sometimes I use the jinglers on the of the whip. I don't know how to use a whip, but I can use the jinglers. But I never kick. I never have to. I go along good enough. And I'm so light, I go flying around. I have a sled with PTICs, one of the It's a sled bought from Dr. Lombard. I believe I bought it from somebody else. So it just slides. If I push it, I'll slide right up to the dogs. So I just hold the sled.
Are there many women dog mushers in Tanana?
Yeah, about 10, 11 women dog mushers.
Do most women run 8 dogs in the team?
Yeah, they always did before 7, 8, but this year I see them running, this last race, most of them ran 9 and 10. That's the first time I've ever seen, usually 7 or 8, even for 2 days of racing, but now they're taking out 10.
Is it pretty stiff competition? You said you passed one team each time in the races.
It is real stiff competition, but it all depends on who you draw behind too. You know, if you got a good team ahead of you, well, if you could just stay with that good team, you got it made. But then if you don't have a good fast team ahead of you, you know you're going to have trouble. I mean, you're going to lose time passing that team. But I always managed to pass one team. At this time, I would have did real good if I didn't have any problems with my dogs. And it was probably, if that loose team wasn't there, I wouldn't have had any trouble. But they thought it was the end of the race there. But that's all part of the game. You learn from it.
Are you going to be entering the Spring Carnival race here in Tanana?
Yes. That's March. Last week in March. Two 10 miles. I'll probably use 8 dogs both days. I'm not brave enough to go 10 yet.
Do you go out with the dogs before the races so they're used to your commands and your voice?
No, I never do. I feed them, and I cook for them and feed them so they know who I am. But I never do any training. Just during the race. I don't even ride with him.
What are some of the times you've had this year on the 10-mile races?
I think the first, last, I know this time was 40-19. No, 40-32. Last time was 38. I can't remember what it was last time. Or was it 42? I know I was second. And I got beat by 57 seconds out of first place, but I lost that pass in the team. So I think I was slower. I know I was slower this time because I lost probably a good 3 minutes.